It is time for the staycation set up, ladies and gentlemen. It's the morning of mess. We got Janelle on the line. Janelle, you think your boyfriend might be cheating on you with swingers?
Okay.
Oh, no.
We are going hot this morning. Okay. Janelle, now, are these swingers people you know? Are they friends of yours or?
I mean, no.
Okay. They're not friends of yours?
No.
Well, let's take it from the beginning. How did you and Brendan meet? Like, how long have you been together?
Together for a while. When I first met him, I thought he was a little odd, but that's kind of what I liked about him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get busy in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
I've tried more new things with him than with anybody else.
Hello.
Okay.
I like this. Speak slow. Go ahead.
We're maybe at about a year now, and he's kind of revealing his kinks to me on a pretty regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff I won't do. I mean, I have boundaries, right? But he is way freakier than I am, and I can't hate on it. I'm not going to yuck his yum, but he needs to chill it out a little sometimes.
Right. Okay. You set your boundaries. You're like, you're not shaming him, but you're just not into it.
Right? I'd like it just to be me and him.
Okay.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. fair.
Right. He's tried to invite people to the bedroom. You're not with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's start at the now. I think he's cheating on me because he wants somebody else in the room, right? That's his thing. And so I think he's cheating on me with these swingers. And he told me a couple of weeks ago that he met a nice couple at a coffee shop and they invited him for dinner. And now he's telling me that he's like hanging out with them. And he hasn't said they're swingers, but he's choosing them over me on some nights. He's spending time with them when we would normally have been hanging it out.
And you're not down to be a swinger, right? Like, normally that's a couple's decision.
Right? That's what I keep saying. You can have me or all of everybody else.
Okay, so you're not with swinging.
No.
But you don't know this for a fact. What if he just met two new friends?
I mean, when was the last time you made friends with a couple, though? You know what I'm saying?
Kind of all the time in my sense, I guess.
Is it just like an intuition thing, or?
Definitely. I think because of the timing, it's not secretive, but he never invites me to go hang out with him. It's just him and them.
You're a little boring.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm playing. I'm just playing with you.
I mean, I was thinking kind of the same thing.
You're like, stay home and play Scrabble by yourself. I'm going out. Well, what's the couple's name?
He calls them Anthony and Savannah.
What do you mean he calls them?
That's their swinger logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their swinger brand.
It's their stage name.
Anthony Savannah.
Swinger stage names.
Yeah. It sounds like a leather line. Is that Anthony Savannah?
Or a steakhouse downtown or something like that.
All right. Are we done making each other laugh?
Yes.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Let's get back to her. Okay,
okay. You're right. You're right.
Okay. So you definitely think he's messing with Anthony. Have you never met this couple at all?
No, that's what I'm saying. No.
That is a little weird, though. That is
right?
A little weird. Yeah, that you haven't even met. Even if you're not into that, they could be friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People have their own little kinks. Okay. So, well, we're going to call your man up, and we're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, we want him to say your name, Janelle. I'm very interested to see who he puts in this reservation. This is an opportunity for him to really explore a fantasy.
Yeah, and even if he says both the names, he can only technically bring one, so who will he choose if it's not Janelle? You know what I'm saying?
If he doesn't say Janelle, it says any girl's name. Maybe this other girl that he's trying to, maybe as a side chick that he want to bring into the Anthony Savannah situation as
so
well.
So many layers.
Yeah, that's what she said. If he does say anyone's name, is the relationship over at that point? You're just not compatible in that department?
We've talked about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've said this is a boundary. This is not for me.
Right. Okay, so it is over.
Oh, yeah.
Not down with the leather line, Anthony Savannah. Got you. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Brendan?
This is Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. My name is Selena. So I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Take me off the list.
Are you sure? What if I told you we're putting you in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package? I promise you I'm not selling you anything. It's all complimentary.
But yeah, okay. It sounds too good to be true. So I'm going to have to say, sorry. I understand you're doing your job, but I'm not interested. Thank you.
I mean, it's a pretty easy process. All we ask in return is for an honest Google and Yelp review of your stay. Other than that, we don't need a dime from you.
What's the catch?
We're just fairly new to the scene, so we want to get our name out there, and all we ask is for a review in return.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'll play along.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Brendan. I'm so excited to set this up for you. So something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is we actually address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you will be bringing. So I can give you a moment to think about it, and whenever you're ready, I can write it down.
I guess I'll choose saucy.
Saucy. Okay, whenever you're ready, I'm here.
Oh, okay, it's going to be saucy. So I'd be like, ready for round two with the body shot.
Let me go ahead and write that down. I like that saucy note. And now that I have that written down, the most important question here is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Actually, quick question for you. You said it's a penthouse suite, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, that's a pretty big space then. I don't know if it's like an extra charge or something, but is it possible to bring two guests?
So I can see what I can do with this reservation. It is only one guest, but I can get that first name from you. I know you have two guests in mind, so if I could get that first name from you, then we can go from there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we'll just put one, and then we'll see what's up with the second one. So Savannah.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. And just in case I can get you that second guest, what's the name of that second guest from you?
Anthony. Mm-hmm. They spelled last name.
I knew this was what was going on.
Well.
Damn it.
What?
Hey, Brendan, legally we got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. We're called The Morning Mess with your girl Janelle on the line with us.
Are you really hooking up with this couple behind my back?
I mean, I wasn't going to tell you like this, but like, you know, I've been hanging out with them.
Hanging out and hooking up are two different things. I told you that this was a no-go for me, and you don't care. This is cheating.
You do understand it's cheating, right? Even if you had the conversation of you want to explore different things in the bedroom, and she says she was uncomfortable with that.
I discussed this with her, right? Like, I've been wanting to introduce you to them, all right? I just didn't know when the right time was. They really want to meet you. I'm thinking like, okay, maybe I can change your mind and you'll come around.
I don't understand what you don't understand. I'm not going to change my mind. Why can't you respect our relationship and me well enough to understand?
Oh, my God. Why can't you respect what I like? It always has to be about you.
If you really loved me, you would get that I'm not comfortable with this. Like, this is unreasonable.
Well, maybe you guys aren't just compatible, and at that point, you got to realize that maybe you guys shouldn't be together, and you break up the relationship instead of cheat on her.
I'm done.
If we're not compatible in that way, then maybe this is best for both of us.
Yeah. Don't try to make this sound like it's me. You cheated on me.
She doesn't want to play butt-naked leapfrog with three other people in the room, so there's that.
Yeah, she has her own personal boundaries.
Like, if she met these people, she might think differently.
Well, then you should have asked for three names on the reservation. You should have said their names, Anthony, Savannah, and Janelle.
You're exactly right. If this was about me and you, you would have said my name, dude.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like they're compatible.
Yeah, are we done here? Okay.
Yeah, we're totally done.
Yeah. You guys have some things to talk about, clearly.
I don't think that you need to talk anymore at all.
I don't even need to offer the counseling services. Yeah. I think they should just break up.
Okay. Brendan, we'll let you go. Looks like you have life figured out.
Yeah.
We'll ship out that Morning Mess butt massager to you. So just hold on right there. We're going to get your address.